On one of the first holidays we worked, as she suggested that we have a guest that she was acquainted with from when she worked in the Twin Cities, and his name is Jack Farrell from Haskell's, the wine people, and the word is out. He's agreed to join us again today. And Jack Farrell, what a pleasure to have those dulcet tones on our air again.
Always a pleasure to talk to you both.
Hello, thank Jack. You for calling. Welcome. And we know that this is your favorite holiday, so it's quite special.
There's no stress.
I think
a lot of holidays, there's some stress. On Thanksgiving, you just get together, have a good meal, a fine glass of wine, and enjoy life.
Speaking of fine glass of wine, I notice on your webpage, Haskell's.com, that the Nouveau Beaujolais has arrived.
Yes, and that's not a bad wine, frankly, to have with Thanksgiving dinner. Nouveau Beaujolais is a wonderful transition wine. People who love white wine say, I can't drink red wine. Try a Nouveau Beaujolais. It's light, it's fruity, it's very low in alcohol. It's a very, very pleasant wine, and as I said, it's a good wine to transition into other wines. In fact, Beaujolais overall is a good wine, not just Nouveau, but any Beaujolais. And it used to be more popular, and Nouveau Beaujolais became its own enemy. It got so popular that over half, about 62% of the Beaujolais produced in the world, is drunk as Nouveau Beaujolais. Mm. So you're missing all these other wonderful Beaujolais. And thank heavens, Nouveau Beaujolais isn't quite as popular as it used to be. When I first started bringing in Nouveau Beaujolais, I was the second person in the United States to do it. It was in 1972. And I brought in what was called an igloo, 50 cases of wine. I was the most nervous guy in the world that we could sell 50 cases, 600 bottles of Nouveau Beaujolais. Well, about 4 years ago or 5 years ago, we peaked out, and I think we were selling 5,000 cases of Nouveau Beaujolais a year. But it's gone down quite a bit in those last 5 years, and it's less than half of those thousands we sold just 5 years ago. Good news for a wine drinker because they're concentrating on regular Beaujolais. And Nouveau is fun. It brings you luck. If you drink Nouveau Beaujolais the year it's made, in other words, you drink it in 2013, it'll bring you good luck all during 2014. I've been doing this for a lot of years. I've been lucky ever since.
Well, I'm sure you're lucky, but you also are very talented and skilled at your field. I love going to Haskell's of Wine People. I do it the website. I do it several times a year, and I want to talk about Thanksgiving specifically. But you say shop the vineyards of the world. Haskell's the Wine People. What exotic places have you traveled since last we spoke to find those special wines?
Let me think. I've been to New Zealand. That's not so exotic. I've been to Italy twice. France once. I was in Switzerland. We're doing a deal there. And Sicily, I think. And then, the normal places. I go to California, Oregon, and things like that, which are just every year trips. And actually, France is too. But the exciting news, I think, is the wines that have evolved from Sicily and what's happening in Argentina. Malbec has always been known in France as a blending grape, not very good. The only place it's 100% wine that's 100% Malbec from France is something called Cahors. And the black wine of Cahors is a black wine. It takes forever to come around to mature. Well, with Argentinian Malbec, it matures right away, and it's delicious. If you want to try something very interesting, at least in my opinion, the next time you're having barbecue with a barbecue spicy sweet sauce, try a Malbec with it. The marriage was made in heaven.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Yes, I understand.
It's just wonderful. And for Thanksgiving, people overlook German wines. German wines happen to go almost perfectly, in my opinion, with the Thanksgiving feast. There's a lot of sweetness on the table at Thanksgiving. For that matter, turkey's sort of a sweet meat, if you will. Riesling are so overlooked that they're real bargains in the world of wine today. you can buy a delicious Riesling wine for under $10 a bottle. And that would be a very, very nice wine to serve with your Thanksgiving dinner. Chill it well. By that, I mean leave it in the refrigerator for at least an hour and a half, and then take it out and pop it. Another one of my favorites is a wine called Bouvray, which is 100% Chenin Blanc. It comes from the Loire Valley in France. And it is, if you had all the money in the world, the best wine to have with your Thanksgiving feast, in my opinion, would be a Bouvray from France. Failing that, there's certainly nothing wrong with that Riesling from Germany. It goes perfectly with whatever dish you're preparing. And I always like to, I think I gave this to you last year, a good basting sauce for the turkey is equal parts melted butter, white wine, and orange juice.
Oh, yeah.
You take, melt a half a stick of butter, put in whatever that comes up to, about half a cup of white wine with it, and half a cup of orange juice, mix it well together, and baste the turkey as it cooks. It'll give that turkey a very intercontinental flavor that you'll probably love and use it as a basting sauce forever.
Wow. How about a side dish? Give us an idea for a side dish at the Haskell Thanksgiving table.
Well, let me see. Everybody loves cranberries. A cranberry side dish I do is cranberries that I chop up with pecans, and then I cover the top with a little bit of maple syrup. And I make that a couple days in advance, and then it's served warm. So it's diced cranberries that you've cooked, not chopped, just diced up, so they're kind of chunky. And then you mix that with about a quarter cup, say a bag of cranberries, a quarter to half a cup of maple syrup, and a half cup of chopped up pecans. Mix that all together, and then bake it in the oven. And boy, I'll tell you, it is a beautiful relish to have alongside of your turkey.
Oh, my gosh. I just can't believe the way you described that. That sounds really good, Jack.
It
Thank
is
you.
Good, and it's simple to do. And there, too, if you want a little zest to it, I would zest. And zest is where you peel. You cut the peel. They have little zesters. It's almost like a rasp or a file.
Right.
Get a zester and zest some orange on top of that cranberry, pecan, and the maple syrup. And it is just an absolutely fabulous side dish to have for Thanksgiving.
You know, Jack, I know you're probably a busy guy, but, you know, I think the world would do well if you had your own cooking or your wine show on the Food Network or something like that, by the way. Just thought I'd drop that in case you're looking for something.
I've been asked many times. I think I'm too old.
hey, if you don't mind, do you do anything special with your potatoes? Your mashed potatoes?
No, we're very, very traditional.
Okay.
So whipped up mashed potatoes with lots of butter and cream, and then covered with the gravy that we make that, you know, goes back to my grandmother's recipe. We're very, very traditional at Thanksgiving. The only thing I think we've done through the years is we've sprinkled a little more pepper in the gravy so there's some kick to it. And by pepper, we use red pepper flakes, a tablespoon or so, in the gravy, and it zests it up a little bit. But that's the only change I'm aware of our making in years and years and years of Thanksgiving.
Let me ask you, we always enjoy when we talk with you, Jack, your suggestions for a centerpiece for these holiday tables.
Well, yeah, it's almost a no-brainer. You can, all pumpkins and squash and all that stuff look great. You can cut the tops off of those and put those little votive candles in them, and it looks kind of very dramatic and interesting. We're blessed in this part of the world with lots of evergreens, so you can go out and just clip fresh evergreens, do the same thing, put votive candles amongst the evergreens, and that looks very, very elegant on the table. Those candles flickering amongst the greens is really very, very nice. And then I've even done stuff in the past where we put a mirror in the center of the table, put the evergreens, and then wrap those little bitty Italian white lights in the evergreens and put that up. And that's also, it can be used for the holidays, Christmas as well as Thanksgiving. But all of those things are a lot of fun. You know, you feel like being very sophisticated. You can carve out a squash and start the meal with a squash soup served in a squash. And that does. And another thing, those little bitty squashes that you can buy at the store, put a little slice in them and put the people's name tags in those tiny little squashes and use those for place cards. It's just, again, simple, easy thing to do, and looks pretty dazzling on the table. Failing that, you can always get apples and just put them in a pretty attractive bowl and set them in the middle of the table. Again, if you put enough candles around, that's going to look pretty dazzling, too.
I'd like to mention, too, before we let you go, and we're running out of time here, Jack Farrell from Haskell's, the wine people down in the Twin Cities and everywhere. I noticed for the first time on your website that you have a, and maybe you've always done this, but I just barely caught it, this Haskell's Big Cheese.
Oh, we've had that for about 30 years.
Well, I've never clicked on that. And you
cheese
have some
and deli operation. We have one in downtown Minneapolis and one in our St. Paul store.
Well, I tell you, you have some excellent-looking cheeses there, too.
Well, we do. We really do. The cheese buyer scours the world for wonderful, wonderful cheeses and gets them from everywhere. We just got a new one in yesterday from Wisconsin, which is kind of a Wisconsin triple cream, one of the best cheeses I've ever tasted. It's made, our cheese making in the United States has made, much like our wine making, has made quantum leaps. That where we're world-class cheese producers in this country, and indeed we're world-class wine producers.
And you are a class act. I hope you don't mind, Jack, that I said you're a class act. But you're probably more than that, but that's pretty familiar.
I appreciate it.
Maybe we can get back together again around, Christmas.
I'd love to.
I know you're.
Look forward to talking to you, and you guys have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Jack. Jack Farrell of Haskell's, the wine people down in the Twin Cities.